This is beautiful.
There goes my hero.
Sorry, I'm gonna charge my.
If somebody, HEB near me, someone in the comments for the most recent app, the Eaton app, was like specifically talking about.
The HEB near you?
Yeah, they were like, it's got a barbecue spot in there that's good. And I've been eyeing it, but in my mind, I was like, there's no way it's a
good
it's
barbecue.
Yeah, because it's at HEB.
It's really good.
The one that I'm talking about?
Yeah, HEB's barbecue is world class.
I had their fucking, just like that they sell there, the pudding or whatever. That shit's fire. Mm. But
They got good pudding?
Huh?
What? Did you say pudding?
Yeah.
Pudding.
Banana pudding?
Banana pudding.
The one with the wafers?
They got good pudding?
They got good pudding with the wafers.
We're good pudding with the wafers.
I'm not going to finish this coffee. It's beer time.
No, yeah. I already had an Americano earlier. I'm on my second Americano.
What time did you wake up, Sandy?
I got up pretty early. I got off the flight yesterday, and I was...
Off the PJ?
Yeah, off the PJ. What?
You took the PJ.
I took the PJ. Don't worry. It's on the company card.
You took the panties jet.
Yeah.
Panties jet would just be a head glider.
That's
from sitting in your car?
In my bag, yeah.
Oh, with the BBQ. Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Smells like brisket. No, yeah, I got off the...
Yeah, if you could infuse brisket flavor into weed.
Bro. They should use... You know how you, like, put wood chips on...
Oh, my God.
You know how you do, like, wood chips when you're grilling and shit?
Yeah.
What if you could do that, like, with your weed? Like, this shit's smoked.
I'm legit
before
sure...
Before you smoke it?
I'm pretty sure I've seen that shit on some, like, show before where the whole show was based around cooking weed shit, and they were doing shit like that.
Yeah.
They were, like, smoking, like, weed over the shit for flavor. And,
yeah.
I love those weed cooking shows.
Flavor.
And I flick it on my sandwich for flavor.
Those weed cooking shows are just like, all right, that's an Italian sub. Weed in it.
Just infused. That's gotta be like infused fatty shit. You can always taste the weed. Yeah. It don't have to be like the mayo or the oil. It would ruin the sub.
This is a po' boy. With weed.
I feel like that's every weed cooking show. That right there is a bundt cake.
Yeah.
With weed.
Yeah. You ever had a nice Wagyu steak with weed?
With weed?
Yeah.
Wait, are we just doing Jon Stewart from Half Baked?
Yeah.
I think we are. I didn't realize what that was.
That's on me. I apologize.
With weed.
With weed.
I had a nice Wagyu steak. I had a nice $8 Wagyu steak last night. $9.
$8?
$9.
H-E-B.
Threw it in the
Wagyu. How big is it?
It said Wagyu. I don't think H-E-B is going to lie about it being Wagyu.
Yeah, they're lying about their name. They're not going to lie about their steak.
Their name, you're right. Their name is definitely Heeb. Their name is 100% sure Heeb.
Yeah. Howard E. Butts my ass. Howard E. Butts my butts.
It's just a Steakums box with the word Wagyu taped onto it.
I don't know, though. I don't know. For an oven steak? It was pretty fucking good.
How big was it?
Was it already seared? You got to put a home sear on there?
Nah, it wasn't seared. It was all oven.
It was a little guy, though.
It was decent size. Like it came with mashed potatoes, some asparagus guy. I was,
I don't know why that guy. I'm not even shitting on you.
I thought you were shitting on me.
Like, no, I wasn't even like, you idiot. Something about it made me laugh.
Yeah, the other day, Nate pulled out the fucking ultimate.
What did he say?
Ultimate pluralization.
We're
at the green room. We're at the green room, and he was talking about. He said nemesis, and then Brian Simpson was like, "What does nemesis? What's the plural of nemesis?" And Nate was like, "Nemesis."
Nemesis.
And we were like, "Shut up, idiot!"
No, it was nemesis. No, it was nemesis.
No. I said nemesis. You said nemesis with an E.
I feel like
that's what it is. It's nemesis.
Nemesis is the go-to wrong answer.
Oh, yeah. I was definitely. I was fucked up.
Everyone thinks
smelling salt.
But wait, what did you say?
I was tossed.
Oh yeah, I immediately did. You see that when you texted about smelling? I immediately was like, "Are you guys doing gay stuff?" I thought you were powerlifting at first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You guys were just putting on weight belts, hitting yourself with smelling salts, and just fucking deadlifting. And then my next thought was like, I was like, "Do you mean poppers?" I just assumed you were doing gay stuff.
Just loosening up assholes. No, not yet.
You just missed Allie.
Somebody said the other day they did poppers and they stuck three fingers in their asshole.
I think that's why gay dudes do it.
A friend. I don't want to expose.
You in the mirror? You wrote it in your diary? Recently, my friend wrote that in my diary.
I would never write that in there.
Is his friend still in the closet actively?
No, the friend's a lady.
Well, now I got to know.
She's a lady and a gay man?
You guys, quit trying to get information. I'm not going to tell you the name.
You shouldn't have told me it was a lady. Now I'm all...
It's crazy that you don't know. You were right there.
Well, now we need to know to find out if our friend's...
No, I'm not trying to...
Yeah,
I'm not,
yeah, yeah. She actually is.
I'm not editing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah, I'm not editing.
I learned that. When I was editing the pod, I was like, I'll never say a naughty word ever again.
Dude, the sound was off a little bit. It was like just a little bit, and I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not doing it again.
I think it got better as the episode. You never changed it?
No.
Okay, because I went back to check, and I was like, okay, it's better.
Yeah.
But I think the beginning is wildly off.
Yeah.
And then it gets like slightly better.
There's a thing you can do with audio that...
Send me the file. I can also... I know how to slide audio.
Yeah. No. I didn't... There wasn't...
You're gonna be You're gonna be sliding audio every 5 seconds.
Let's get into the ins and outs of editing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy, what the fuck have you been up to?
I got off the PJ. I lost my favorite hat in the Uber.
Damn.
Yeah, I was mad about that. I was flipping the room upside down. I got the suite at the Super 8. So it's a big room. Yeah.
That's nice. That's nice.
You got a couch in there?
That's nice.
Big room.
That's the one room without bed bugs.
Don't worry, I brought my own.
God damn it, they're going to be on the airbed now.
Yeah, I just wanted to feel at home. Did you hand me the gal?
Sorry, I haven't felt with a contact high in a while.
That's
some of that. That's some of the liquid.
Welcome to Texas, dude.
Texas. No, and then I didn't do much last night
because
I got a big sloppy burger from Jack in the Box because that was the only where my hotel is. I was about to pay for like $25 GoPuff beers because there was just nothing around me.
Yeah.
And then I just laid down in bed and I fucking passed out.
What's
not good. I smoked before I came.
I can't get enough of that bit. I'm always anything.
You set me up for that like every other second when we're hanging out. someone will hand me weed and LaMare will be in the corner like, say it. Fucking
you gotta say it.
It.
You gotta say
you
it.
You gotta say it now.
No,
like, he smokes them at home. I can't wait. I was like, he smoked it at home.
And you're giggling and they're like, oh, you just told me something. This is funny for some reason.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm dying.
But yeah, I haven't done.
I'm done.
I haven't done much here.
What have you been doing with your extra time not thinking about panties?
Thinking about panties, just getting ready.
He hasn't thought about panties once.
Nope, not at all. He didn't even look. He doesn't even watch.
I've listened to the episode more than I've ever listened to it. I'm just seeing what quality of whites you bring on. Yeah.
We're bringing up some top shelf whites. They're coming for you. We're not letting them in.
It's smart booking.
They're coming for your job, dude.
No, it's smart.
Well, you got to hurry up and get out here.
Yeah, this is your interview. You should be sitting over there. You're already failing, dude. Yeah. You stole my seat. Yeah. This isn't a power move.
Nah, that was a power move.
You stole LaMare's seat with me. LaMare stole my seat. So now I'm just some dickhead in the white guy spot. Yeah.
Now Nate's interviewing for Andy.
Dude, we're all backwards. Shit. You're the black guy in the white tee. I'm the white guy in the black fucking polo. Yeah.
What the hell is happening?
Andy, do you have any stories of having a dad who was a farrier or breaking your dick?
Yeah, what have you been up to? What adventures?
I don't have any of that, but my dad. It's a fair, you bust my balls. Is that good? I'm sorry.
You actually look like you've been doing better. Like your skin, your face seems
I've been drinking
thinner.
A lot less.
Yeah, your a face is like noticeably thinner. It's been 3 weeks since we've seen you last.
That's three days of not drinking heavily.
Yeah.
Like bare minimum.
But wait till you get down here, brother.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm just going to be full of brisket and Lone Stars.
I forget, were you drinking when I saw you and I went to the city?
Not a lot.
Okay, yeah, because you were driving.
Yeah.
Even though that's the best place to... I miss being in New York so much because of just how much drinking and driving I used to do. It was so easy.
Isn't that the vibe out here?
Mm-hmm. No, I think it is. I don't fuck
that's
around
what,
with
I
it.
I mean, we don't have to throw them on the bus, but that's what the one comic was telling us when you and me were here before you actually moved. Or no, that was the start of you moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember we were going to get like Chinese food at the food truck? And that one comic was like, you could drive backwards all the way home if you want.
What's that, Mike?
Yeah.
I ain't saying nothing. He don't give a fuck. He was talking about breaking his dick on here.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's been a good choice of guests.
Yeah.
Well, I'm already friends with Sean, obviously, but yeah. I want to be friends with Dean and Mike now.
Yeah.
I'm cool with Mike. I just don't know him that well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I was saying I saw a video.
Well, now everybody knows him really well.
And Him and his broken dick. Yeah, but I was telling Nate I saw a clip of Dean powerlifting on Instagram, so yeah. I was like, do I have a lifting buddy now?
Yeah,
me and Dean will get matching mullets and weightlift together.
Me and Andy were saying that he should get a mullet as soon as he gets out here.
First day I get out here, we're gonna get like 20 outfits,
yeah.
And I'm going to a bunch of spots taking pictures of myself, and then I'm gonna slowly grow a mullet. So Steph, when she comes down, thinks I have a shaved head, but then immediate mullet.
Yeah,
just show up to a husband with a mullet.
Yeah, just a different guy. Howdy, honey.
honestly, if my girl just showed up like a different bitch, I'd be so excited.
Yeah, dude, that happened to me one time, actually, because...
I've been thinking about buying a wig. Just like, you know, just throw a wig on.
You should.
Just be a different bitch. You'll from look behind. Cute.
I just pictured Nate looking like the chick from fucking Fifth Element.
Wait, I just got what you said.
You with orange hair?
I got lost in the fantasy of the wig for a second, so I wasn't listening. You were like, wait, he said I'd be cute.
I didn't hear you, Andy. I was coming.
Too busy thinking about this cum.
Actually,
your rival has inconvenienced my penis. She just got off her period.
My rival?
Your rival. She just got off her period, so today was going to be a good smash day, a good smash during the day. And then... Then you fucking showed up, and now my penis is
full
to the brim.
I was
sorry,
to the brim with seed.
I was so lost about who my rival was. And I'm like,
oh no, you're a rival.
Oh, I don't know. In my head, yeah. I thought you were talking to me about Steph, and I was just like, why are you talking to my rival?
No.
Okay, yeah. Oh, shit. My fault.
What about the ATF, dude? Tell me. Come on, dude. I miss your
thoughts. The ATF?
Yeah, well, come on, Brad.
Well, fucking, they should get the fuck out of here. Dude, we're going to Waco when I come down. We're going to look at where they burned the house down.
Oh, we got plenty of content ideas. We're waiting for you to show up.
Oh, yeah.
We got some things.
We
got
to buy a GoPro so we can... Oh, we got to buy Nate Ray-Bans with the...
We got to buy me the creep Ray-Bans.
Yeah, can you pull them up, the creepy Ray-Bans?
Yo, I was also... When you guys were texting about going to WWE,
yeah.
I realized, I was like, I don't know if we should be saying this on air, but if we just bring a fuck... If we do a vlog at anything we do,
yeah,
it's a tax write-off.
It's a tax write-off.
Yeah.
Brother.
Make some content.
Brother.
Yeah.
Creepy. Did you put in creepy Ray-Bans?
They're like legit glasses.
Yeah,
that
they connect to the phone.
I've seen dudes use these on Instagram and shit.
Shout out Ray-Ban.
I've definitely, you guys know I watch a lot of like flashing bitches porn.
Yeah.
And I can tell that these are
flashing
like
bitches?
Like bitches flashing.
Oh, okay.
That's the new Instagram meta or TikTok meta.
It's like flashing.
For showing, you know how the new one is
oh,
like.
Oh, I know the quick babies. Pause.
Well, it'd be the new one I remember was like, I'm breastfeeding so I can show my tits. But the other one I saw is they're always wearing nursing scrubs. Yeah. And then they'll go to sneeze, and when they sneeze, they pull their shirt up, and it's too short, and it shows their tits. And then they look at the camera they put on a tripod and go, oh.
Yeah. That's nice.
That's a really good one.
There's also tribal meta, you know?
What's tribal meta?
Like African ladies.
Let's see this.
Yeah.
Can you please bring up tribal meta?
No, we can't bring
We don't
it
need
up.
Any. Oh, is that going to get
us? On the thing. It's right on the screen. I don't want to do any editing. Come on, man.
It's titties.
Yeah, it's titties.
Oh, okay.
Patreon.
Patreon.
No, I thought it was like TikTok shit, so I thought it would be cool.
No.
We'd have to go to actual porn.
Yeah.
We'd have to turn on a VPN.
Wait, so it's like, it's African ladies with their titties out dancing and shit?
No, it is on TikTok, but like, I don't want to have to like blur it.
Yeah.
But they're allowed to do it because it's
of
like
culture.
Their cultural practice.
Yeah.
That rules.
Yeah, oh, that's very nice.
Like, white guys should be able to eat hot dogs on TikTok. I don't know. I'm sorry.
I always felt bad about the whole...
You got brisket brain.
You okay,
dude? I get it. You actually are showing immense strength.
I've been out in the sun all day, dude. Since like 11
Your
a.m.
brain is baking?
Yes.
Damn.
Yo, I gotta say, the sun gets to you quicker out here.
Bruh.
Because literally, I finished up my interview. I walked over to this coffee shop. It was maybe a 5-minute walk. And then, like, walking around, and I could just feel the sun getting to me.
And the crazy thing is, we're all being freezes right now, because this is, like, the fucking...
This is light work,
I agree.
Right?
Also, I agree with you guys wholeheartedly. That's why I'm saying we all. Yeah. Like, the sun is already a lot, and we're not even close.
But we're being fucking. We're being Yankees.
We're already
through and
being
through.
Little Yanks, bitches.
Dude, we're being Yanks.
I have been doing the Dean thing of setting my he said set the like temperature in the house to 75. Like, that's what we gotta settle. Yeah. At night, I still can't. I'm like, I can't. 68. No. I won't sleep if
I'm
it's 75.
Dude,
I don't turn my AC till I go to sleep.
Yeah, but I think that's the move. This is strictly for sleep, and you can like trick your mind and be like, it's cold. It's nighttime. It should be cold. Like, it shouldn't still be 90 degrees.
I think this is my curse because I used to
curse.
Yeah, well, I think I'm getting, this is karma getting back to me because fucking, I remember talking to Robbie Bernstein, and he does that shit just in general because he like travels so much for comedy and shit where I remember I was at his apartment one time when we were going to a show and it was like hot as shit. And I was like, he was like, yeah, I don't use AC. I'm like,
you do remember Robbie is a Jew. That's
what?
The only reason he's doing that.
All right.
It's for the pennies.
I never would have done the show.
It's for the pennies.
has nothing to do with his body.
See, he claimed it. Now you're starting to make a lot of sense. He claimed it was for conditioning.
Yeah.
So like he can be comfortable anywhere on the road.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to realize it's all for Israel.
It's all about the pennies.
It's all for Israel.
He's sending pennies back to Israel by the boatload.
He's saving the pennies and just sending them.
What if that's how the bombs on Gaza explode? They just hit and it's just pennies. It's just penny shrapnel ripping through innocent people.
That's how we get Robbie to move to Austin. Like, yeah, they got stores called Heap.
Huh? For me?
Oi?
Go on.
Go on. Dude, yeah, I'm never waiting in the line again for barbecue.
Got there at like 11, right?
Yeah, but they were there since like 9:30. My old roommate.
So you got to stop. You got to step right in line.
Nate Mervis.
Like you were in line with Nate.
Yeah, he was my first Jew.
Yeah. Wow.
He was my first Jew.
That's actually a big
thing.
That's
beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who my first Jew was. Taylor, are you a Jewish?
What? No.
You look like a Jewish.
A Jewish.
Are you a Jewish, Taylor?
No.
He wouldn't be producing this podcast.
You guys not know what Jewish people look like?
No, I honestly didn't think you were Jewish, but I wanted to be sure, so I wanted to like give you the credit. Just
you don't know what Jewish people look like. You're from fucking Seattle, dude.
Yeah, we definitely know what Jewish people look like.
Yeah,
I was pretty sure you weren't. That's why we were saying Jewish so willy nilly.
Yeah,
we just wanted to see if you were a liar.
It was a test. There was a test. And you passed.
Yo, I just you passed the Jew test.
I did Jupiter last night, heard a little great joke from the side of the stage after everything.
Yeah, you could probably hear it so clearly from everyone else not laughing.
It was after the laugh died down. It was after the laugh died down.
You're like, oh, I heard that guy in the way back so clearly.
LaMare's seen it. It's so dumb. I don't even know why I keep bringing it up. It will never be like
you just
a
want
real.
Andy to see it.
I just want Andy to see it do well once, then I could just be done with the dumbest joke I've ever.
Doesn't matter if it does well.
Didn't it?
They're all
do
wrong,
okay,
man.
At Cap City.
It did good at Cap City. It did good at the Creek. I don't think I've done it anywhere. I did it once. I did it once at one of the theaters, and it was like the last one of Chicago, and it went very. Somebody after the show was like, "That Jupiter joke."
Got a lot of spunk.
I don't know why I'm bringing that up.
But Nate, why do people go to Jupiter?
It's because it's a Jewish people's true home planet is Jupiter. So I know. In this context, I just said it. All the listeners are like, "That stinks." I promise you. it's not that bad.
Well, who goes to Saturn?
Saturn.
We did do this before. Was it Saturn?
Oh, no, it was Uranus. Who goes to
Uranus?
It
was Uranus. That's what it was.
That's for my wife.
We get in on that, fellas. Oh, don't let me hang it in.
Dude, triple clink.
I did see a couple Hasids at the airport, and they got to bring a.
Austin?
No, okay.
Definitely in Jersey.
Definitely in Newark, dude.
What time did you get on your flight? Here,
like, I got here around, I forget if it was 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Okay. The only reason I ask, because I sound like a random ass question, is I know when I've been at the airport, anytime after midnight, it's only Hasidics in there. Like, not actually only, but it's like there's such a high. They're like 60% of the people in the airport at that time.
Interesting. I was gonna say with the this is probably why, because they need the extra room, because they have to bring a fucking box for their hat. That sucks. I was like looking at them. I'm like, that sucks. Because also, I think with their traditional garb, they're always in like the big coat and shit. And then on top,
that's why they don't live in Texas.
And then on top of all, I mean, it gets hot in New York in the summer.
Yeah, and they still rock that shit.
That's crazy. But
what do you think the hat smells like?
It has to smell just like the leg you and Mike Eaton drank out of.
Oh yeah, I was telling Nate, I have to keep, when you told me that story, I just remembered it as Mike Eaton drank out, had the leg.
Yeah.
So I have to constantly remind myself that Mike Eaton has legs.
Yeah.
Dude. What you don't think you ever told us? What have you been doing? What have you been doing back on the East Coast?
Honestly?
He's been having the time of his life. He's been in concerts with Pat.
I know, just dragging the lake.
I didn't go to one concert with Pat.
You know what you never did? You never told us you missed us.
You didn't tell me you missed me.
We talked.
Don't turn this back around on me.
Andy, we tried to replace you.
We literally can't live without you.
That's like the biggest sign of not missing me is replacing me.
Literally, the first week, I was like, we need Andy.
I got to be honest, that did rule a little.
I tried to be like, no, we don't.
I listened to the episode, be like, what's going on? And then like a minute in, Lamar goes, we need Andy.
It's probably less than a minute.
And I was like, I was at my job just like.
And ever since then, we've been trying to replace you with a different guy who we would kill. We would cut their head off once you got down.
Not as jacked.
Oh, okay,
either.
Fair enough. Yeah.
You're keeping Austin jacked, dude.
Am I jacked? I was telling Nate I'm having.
You know you're jacked.
I was telling Nate I'm having jacked problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, well, again, I didn't tell you this, but I remember I told you when fucking Maddie and Allie were seeing who could squawk louder. Yeah. I love that. I'm just kidding. but no, I was trying to tell you where I was fucking. I've been getting like cramps more. Yeah. So like two times while jacking off, as I'm coming, I turn the wrong way and like the whole right or left side of me just starts cramping up.
Yeah.
So while I'm having the greatest feeling down there, like this part of me just fucking spazzes. Like yeah. I felt it earlier turning the wrong way.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I was on the plane and I kept trying to look over my shoulder to see if anyone was.
You turn your whole body. You can't turn your head
anymore. I legit. Like I was like, dude, if there's a threat behind me, I'm fucked.
You gotta hope your back is a deterrent. It's too much back. I can't deal with this guy.
I just got strength in my back. But yeah, I had to turn my whole body to see, and then even in the fucking taking a piss, it's tight.
Yeah.
I'm a big boy, dude.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited to get down here. I really want to join a strongman gym and do all those like strongman shit.
Everybody goes to Gold's.
I think that's the strongman gym up here. There's probably like ones like you and y'all go to now, but the one I saw that I was telling you I drove past, that was like Keep Austin Jack. It was pretty deep away from Austin, so it would be like a chore get to.
I'm going to figure it out because there's a bunch. I was actually talking to my buddy who does strongman shit. And he was saying that.
The old Andy deep breaths are back.
God damn it.
And he was saying that.
Oh my God. Fuck, dude.
That was a big one.
Fuck. Yo. Yo.
You're about to tell a long story, dude.
You needed so much air. Dude, I have the podcast standing like fucking Pat McAfee. My stomach's pushing my chest up and I can't fucking breathe. God damn it, I'm too fucking big. I'm just too big. I'm just gonna pod like this so my airway's clear.
Oh my God. Yo, please pod like that.
Okay, so
yeah, Mike's on the roof.
I have to mic. I have a podcast laying down.
The Andy angle.
What are we talking about?
What you been doing?
Oh,
no, you're talking to your friend about the strongman.
Yeah, he said there's like a big. I don't know if it's like a community or what. They do a lot of competitions, but I think the strongman stuff's big in Texas.
That makes sense. Everything's bigger down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't been doing a lot.
No.
Just been fucking podcasting with Pat and fucking.
Have you been sad? That sounds even sad.
No more than normal.
Ah, so it's pretty fucking sad.
How's the old Diesel?
Diesel's good. I was telling Nate he almost broke the fucking TV. It's
pretty hilarious.
Oh, wait, how? What
did
he
was, do? Or no, it was either him or I forget which cat did it, but he was like,
running. Oh, yeah, you got the new cat?
Yeah, you got Sophie. She let me, dude, she usually runs away from me. Let me pet her the other day. Things are going good. She's so soft. And, dude, no, one of them was running around and, like, parkour jumped off the fucking TV.
Yeah.
Parkour, like, dude, and literally, like, moved it that much.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys got to calm.
But screen's still
down.
Fine?
Screen's still fine. I was literally ready to, like, give up the cat.
Yeah.
I realized how much I like my TV.
Because
I, like, walk around being like, I'll even talk cute to Sophie because she always runs away from me. She's like, I'll be like, you're so cute. One day you're going to like me. But and I'll be like a fucking little gay bitch.
Yeah.
And, but the been second there. They kick my TV, I'm like, do we even need cats?
Yeah.
I'm like, who fucking cares about
put it outside?
Yeah, who wants a fucking cat?
Yeah.
A hawk is going to get you now because of your behavior.
Oh, yeah, that's how I felt when I saw her fucking parkour on the
swing
TV.
Swing it off his tail.
Oh, my God. Of course you would go a little too far.
Nah,
you
I'll
would
get,
full swing a cat by his tail.
I'll get Lemire's back. That's one of the most horrendous videos I laughed at.
Swinging a cat?
It was like some Russian lady. She had a bunch of cats in a bag.
Yeah. And she was just throwing them in the ocean.
She grabbed them by the tail.
Y'all showed this on the pod
before. And give them like three twirls and just launch them into the... Because it's insane.
It's crazy.
Because like stuff...
you have to collect the cats.
Stuff can get so horrifying that it becomes cartoony.
Yeah.
Where if your MO is just taking cats, lasso throwing them into a river.
I mean, bagging cats. Cats is nuts in itself.
They don't want that done to them.
Like getting them in a bag and then keeping them in a bag?
Yeah.
This is a heavy duty
They're
duffel.
Anti being in a bag.
If you spend $100 on barbecue, I'm never going to eat.
Bro, I was saying we should have started late. Why don't you take a munch break? We turn the mayor's mic down. You can't.
No, it's okay. We'll be fine.
Wait, you can't what?
We will perspire.
How do you reheat barbecue? What's the appropriate way?
Slowly in the oven.
Slowly in the oven for how long are we talking?
Not long.
What temp?
I don't know.
Gotta be low.
Let's go low.
250, 300 maybe.
Okay. Yeah, no higher than 3, I feel like you're going to make it.
I feel like 250 would be the sweet spot.
Because you kind of don't want to cook it.
Yeah, you just want it warm.
Yo, and if you can get a spray bottle with some marinade in it or something.
I'm
moisten it up.
I'm working my way to pit master, actually.
Dude,
you going full pit?
I'm gonna go full pit.
Once you gotta.
You have the look of a pit master, especially when you have your full beard going.
Yeah.
You can't be a pit master with. You were talking going strictly stash yesterday. I don't think I've never seen a strictly stash black pit master in my life.
Yeah, I'm trying to turn into Reginald Vell Johnson.
Oh, dude,
can you search black pit masters? I want to see if one has just.
You
stash.
Would look like the dad from the like if you were the black version of the dad from Adam's Family. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why, but Gomez Adams pops into my head for you. Yeah, with
literally the only one I've ever seen on TV. Well, he has no mustache though.
That one looks like Shaq though. That might be Shaq.
No, this guy.
Yeah.
He has Shaq face.
That literally looks like Shaq.
No, that's not
Shaq. You ever see the?
No, that's not Shaq.
You ever see the reality? It's like a Netflix show that's just like about being a pit master.
Barbecue
master. That shit is.
Is it the competition one?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
The first season was great.
Yeah.
The dude at the top was like the judge. Is it this thing? No black pit master has strictly stash.
They have no facial hair usually.
It's either no facial hair or full beard.
Yeah. Or goatee.
But you could be a pioneer.
I don't want a goatee.
Damn, I just burped. I tasted that bite of it. Fuck.
That Franklin's?
Yeah.
Are you sorry, you just reminded me. I fucking burped, threw up while walking the other day.
Wait, what?
Without drinking? This is just a regular?
Yeah, in the morning, my stomach gets my stomach's uneasy sometimes in the morning.
Tuna?
What?
Is this for tuna?
No, that's my butt.
His butt's uneasy from tuna.
Tuna, your butt and your stomach aren't connected. Your stomach's the direct path to your butt.
But I'm talking about exit. I'm talking about when it becomes an exit.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about...
No, in the morning sometimes I'll hit the gym in the morning. And I always do a pre-workout. And a lot of times, because like, I this is dumb, but I hate being tired. Just like I hate being tired, so I always try to slam the pre-workout like right when I'm up.
Yeah.
But also, if my stomach's uneasy,
yeah,
I then throw up the pre-workout.
Oh, so you just wasted
it? Yeah, so I just, like, I had an uneasy stomach, and it was the first time ever I was, like, walking through my bedroom, and I just felt it go, like, and I just fucking, it hit my T-shirt, and I just hear a big splash on the ground.
Huh. You didn't even see it? You just heard it?
Well,
he can't look down.
I couldn't. I kept trying to move my belly, and I couldn't see it. Yeah, dude, I couldn't look down.
You need rabbit eyes.
But it was a...
Rabbit eyes. Aren't rabbits, aren't they like, where are rabbit's eyes?
Well, no. What
animal has...
Do that, but push them back.
No.
The bear's like, please.
It was the first time I've ever, like, thrown up where I couldn't successfully get to, like, a good place to throw up.
You ever get, like, because you were talking about the pre-workouts. I tried it back when I was, like,
getting in shape. You're old, Andy? No.
Yeah.
No, I've had this problem since... I remember driving into high school in the morning. I drank, like, a... This is when, like, Sobe was still a thing.
Life water.
I drank a Sobe energy drink, and I had the tiniest cup, and as I was turning at the light into school, I'm literally, like, throwing up into a cup, just like, bah!
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know why. I've always, like, I'll have an uneasy stomach first thing in the morning.
You got bitch guts?
I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah, my stomach wears heels and has a purse.
Do you get the weird, like, skin feeling when you take pre-workout? When I tried it before, it, like, made my skin burn.
Yeah, you gotta find the right kind. Mm. There's, like, some that...
What do you mean it makes your skin burn?
It, like, make my skin hot. That's why I've never tried it again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The bad pre-workouts gives you this, like, pins and needles feeling. Because it's not quality, but...
Made my body feel like, you know, when your foot falls asleep.
Sounds like a bad drug.
Yeah, it's.
But you're just putting in two. Usually in a pre workout, if you're being responsible, you
it's
just
80% caffeine.
No, it's all caffeine. Well, I guess it's not 80. It's not 100% because you add water to it. But like usually, like my pre workout will have like 150 to 200 milligrams, and you drink it pretty quick.
Yeah,
it's like if you slam that Americano in 15
That's
seconds.
That's why jacked guys have heart attacks all the time.
Yeah.
And they're doing too much steroids.
You been thinking about doing roids at all?
Probably not.
I love that the probably was in there. Like, you've been thinking.
I just got to figure out how to responsibly sell roids. It to Steph. Convince Steph it's responsible.
Oh, so you want to do roids?
No. Honestly.
It's not going to help you with the gut.
The gut?
And
roids
doesn't
help with the gut.
But it will help you with your oversized balls.
And it won't help you with your anger
love those to get smaller.
It won't help you with your anger either.
Oh, my God.
I've been
irritable Andy?
I'm more good.
Well, Andy's always irritable.
That's the point.
I've been working on my anger pretty good.
I got to tell you the story about I experienced angry Joe. I got to tell Andy about my angry Joe experience.
Has that come up on any pod yet?
Angry Joe?
No, but I'll keep it loose. And free of names.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Wait, who's Joe?
Angry Joe, dude. Yeah. Biden, dude. I'm talking about Biden.
Okay.
Yeah, he fucking raged at me. Joe Biden raged at me so hard.
Wait, really?
Fucking Brandon.
You got Austin Joe to rage at you?
Yeah.
How that?
We'll do it on the Patreon. It's Space Chalk.
I think you might have already done too much.
It's Space Chalk. I made him mad. I made him mad twice.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I fucked up.
Nah, dude, you're Mr. Magoo. You'll fucking stumble into it. You'll stumble into a success at some point.
Whoa, I fell off the stage. Yeah.
No.
Man, what the hell? What did we do this week? We did something fun. We recorded it.
I did want to say y'all be talking range day. I met the other dude y'all were with. Oh, you were there when we were doing the dabs. Yeah, Germ was going off on guns with me for a while. He had me hyped up.
Is his name Germ?
That's what he goes by.
That's a good walking around name.
Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Grizz.
He was, what was
Yeah, no, no hate. Just, that's a good name.
He's a really good tattoo artist. He's just like nerd tattoos.
Really?
Yeah, he's really good.
Oh, that's the other thing. I'm going to get covered in tattoos.
Yeah.
He was like,
because like, I've been wanting to do that forever.
Yeah.
And I like, sorry to cut you off, Nate. I like sat on it for too long when I was younger and had money to actually do it.
Yeah.
And then when I finally was like, fuck it, it was never responsible to get a tattoo.
Yeah. He's good, though, Jerm.
Yeah, he was telling me about staccatos. You know, I've been trying to, on this gun shit, so we were talking about range day with y'all and all that shit. He kept telling me that you kept every time, I don't know if you said this on the pod or not, but he said every time somebody let you use a gun, you turned to the group and was like, we're never gonna die. it just made people uncomfortable the whole day. Like every, he said you did it. He said you got on top of the gun on the back of the fucking warthog gun and just looked over. We're never gonna die. Dude, and people are starting to look like.
Why'd you keep saying that?
Because Goldberg put me in a headlock.
Oh yeah, how was meeting Goldberg? I don't know cool. if you talked about
we
it.
We just went hello. I was like, Mr. Goldberg, can I get a picture? He was like, of course.
Did he on his own? Didn't he do like a headlock on you?
Yeah.
Did he on his own do that?
Yeah, he immediately went for it, and I was like, no way.
But he was telling me, I want to come on and put out there because the listener has been telling me about the guns and which ones. He gave me the same reaction when I was like bringing up the Hellcat. People keep trying to talk me out of the Hellcat. I still might just be a nigga and get a Hellcat. But
it's a car, right? No.
It's a gun. There's a car. It's a Hellcat too. Yeah. But like, and that's now we are known for that too. But But no.
There's a gun called a Hellcat.
Yeah, yeah. And it's actually like a good pistol. Like it's a high quality pistol.
It's got just a grill on it.
it's got dubs. But no, he was telling me about something called a staccato.
Yeah, it has really good sideway aims too. Sights.
The side sights. Yeah. it's built for side shooting.
Yeah. The gun can fly by slow if it needs to.
Yeah. Yo, it's now like,
slow down, mother.
Why is it called the staccato? Did he explain that?
No, that's just the brand name. But it's apparently. Can we actually bring up some of those? Like I think he said their popular one is like a 2011. Can you have it on the screen too?
That was the top one.
Yeah, so he was saying like this, but I guess this is like I can't afford this gun. I think this is like some bougie shit. Oh yeah, that looks.
You can afford that.
You got to get the unnecessarily long mag on the bottom.
Of course, I want to get the drum. Extendo. I want to get the circle drum.
Yo,
the drum barrel.
The handgun with the fucking drum barrel.
Carry it on my hip.
That's nuts.
Yeah,
that's cool.
But apparently, like this shit is like the smoothest shot. He was saying, but he also knows the people who like.
Make them.
So he might just be selling me on it.
That's what I was curious about. Because in music, if it says to play it staccato, it means to play the notes like rather than going like boom boom, you'd be going like pop pop, like real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was wondering if that's why they called it that, because you said it's like the most. It's very precise. And
that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
He was saying something about the sights are like not attached to the slide and part of the gun. So I don't know. So like he was explaining it, just how smooth the shot is.
What's that thing on the bottom?
That's the extended
extended mag.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you get them three extra bullets.
What's
in
the?
How much did it cost? Did you see the price on that thing at all?
You called it, Andy.
What?
It's named after.
It's named after that term.
I was wondering because I haven't heard the term staccato anywhere else.
Yeah.
That's
pretty sick.
Yeah. Wait. How much was it?
It's definitely he was saying it was like a high end gun, so probably like close to 1,000. But he was saying like you bring one of these to range today, and somebody sees it, they're going to be like, you can fire anything you want if you let me shoot your staccato. Like that's what he was. What he was. The energy.
He's a Bruce.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't. I. Oh my God.
What?
Why would he even tell me to think about that shit?
Dude, Nate, you can get that.
I can get that, and then. Get and then not, I can do nothing else.
Wait, what do we get?
You're like,
the
I can get this
in the bundle.
I can get this and buy bullets
you
later.
Get the you get a hat.
the hat does set it off. The
it's
hat kind of makes
hat.
It worth it.
It's a good hat.
You get a kit. You get
that's
a gun cleaning
crazy.
Kit.
Crazy. No, I actually can't get.
You get
that.
A flashlight. You get two holsters.
I could get that. I could max out one of my credit cards on the fucking
the
top drone.
There you go. Ultimate. Get the P starter bundle.
There you
bro,
go.
I would love to get this.
It's only $28.50.
That's nuts.
Dude, you gotta get Nasty Nate engraved on the side.
Just blow through my entire savings.
Well, I like this one. I like the XL, dude. Look at that.
He was telling me about. He was telling me about this one specifically. He was saying it's like the nicest big gun feel in your hand.
Are we a gun podcast now?
I mean,
guns in the mouth.
That's the last episode.
Oh, dizzy.
The last episode, we changed the name of the podcast to Guns in the Mouth.
Fuck.
And kill ourselves. Damn.
God damn, that was good.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to hit up the range and shit when I get down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you take would you take courses?
Probably.
Yeah, Nate was saying he would take courses. I'm like, don't you know how to go?
It's not the same. And everybody who you said that at is like taking courses.
You should have seen me at range day, though, dude.
You were using fucking staccato level guns.
But my aim is I'm precise, though.
You were using other people's guns while they watched you.
I was playing VR, fucking sniping things. I'm good, dude.
I'm not going to downplay it. I was downplaying it out of jealousy, but no, that's solid. My instinct was like, you had good guns. That was some hating ass shit. And I apologize for being a fucking hater over here.
My aim is sharp, dude.
I want to go mainly for like gun safety.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I didn't like grow up with guns in any way.
Yeah.
Like I want guns and I am a fan of guns, but I didn't grow up with them. So I don't know fuck all about guns like that.
Dude, you should have. Everyone out here is like a little. They're like, you know, like people get mad at Israel. They're like, everybody goes to the army. But like Texas has its own little militia. Because like everybody learns how to use guns here.
Yeah. Like you can't, like Texas is the worst place. Like if another country wanted to invade America, like Texas would be the worst place to try.
You're not going to come here.
Yeah, it's going to be like New York or LA. Yeah.
No, not LA either. LA secretly, they got a lot of guns too.
Well, LA, California as a state? Yeah. But LA is,
I feel like California as a state and LA too has so many like Republicans on the DL.
Yeah,
I feel like there's a shit ton of secret Republicans in LA.
It's super rich. It's probably like a ton of actors who go up and they're like, "I'm a liberal," and then they go and like, "I'm voting for Trump."
Well, that's why every rapper who gets big on their third album, they have one song where they rap where they go, "These taxes are a little high, guys."
Yeah. What's the government doing with all my money?
Like, hey, I'm not saying none. Why are they so fucking high?
They should move to Texas.
Dude, it got to the point where J. Cole has a whole line where he literally breaks it down. He's like, I think we should do taxes on an app where we say we're like, that's how much he was thinking about it.
TurboTax.
Yeah. No, he was saying where like, because I think the big bitch will always be like, I get my taxes taken away and I can't even decide where they go. Like you just go do shit to like fucking big up your other rich friends. It would be better if you could at least say, "Oh, I want it for that thing," or "I want it for that."
That's actually
thing.
A dumb plan. Think of it; it'll be like 10 things that people put money towards.
I wasn't ready for a direct response.
You know what? Because I'm kind of high and I'm like, overthinking.
It was hilariously direct.
But
that is bad.
Because it'll be like six things. It'll be like weed. Like any place that wants has legal weed will be like invested all in the weed. It'll be
you're just going
a little
from your
education.
Perspective. We're just gonna have too much weed in video games.
It's gonna. I mean, kinda. It'll be shit like that. Like some like LA will be like, put it all in the Planned Parenthood. We need light speed abortions. It'll be
Planned Parenthood. Light speed abortions.
Yeah, Planned. that's once they upgrade it. It'll be Planned Parenthood.
You gonna turn it into a fucking pizza place in Toy Story. You're gonna have the little aliens around you as you get an abortion.
I mean, how much does it lighten up the mood now?
And that's how they're gonna get the fetus out of you with the claw machine.
They pretend to eat it. It's really a trash can, but it's robots pretending to eat the fetus.
Abortions would be more chill if it was Toy Story themed.
You're just gonna trash all those sweet, sweet stem cells.
You're right. We are stem cell
world. Oh shit!
World
you're
now.
Right. Rey Mysterio still wrestles. He needs those.
Yeah, is he a stem cell guy?
Yeah, a lot. For sure, there's a bunch of wrestlers who will go to like Germany. Some South American country or Mexico. Germany. And get like shot up with stem cells and shit.
I wonder what a botched stem cell surgery does to you.
Grows a baby in your elbow.
Nice. I got a best friend.
I think nothing happens.
This feels like it can be nothing.
What do you mean? No, I mean, it's just new cells.
What are stem cells again?
It's just unassigned cells, basically, that they just inject into you and it just like gets. It attaches to yourself. It's like, oh, I guess I'll do this now.
Bro, you turn into like Black Spider-Man.
Whoa. This one's pretty bad. The first one seems like not that bad. Yeah. It'll just reject it. But then the second one is like, the stem cells could go to your brain.
Oh, the last one is tumor formation.
Okay, so it can be
it's Beyonce album.
Yeah.
Secret Cancer got another person.
Who?
OJ.
Oh, yeah, OJ. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
See, I was talking on stage once about, like, secret cancer being the worst cancer. The one that no one tells.
Oh, that's
anybody who has secret cancer dies.
That's so ironic because he went out, like, fucking Norm, not telling anyone.
Yeah, I mean,
and Norm is famous for constantly shitting on OJ. That was OJ's last fuck you to Norm.
Yeah, the juice is loose in heaven.
Do you hear the new? I didn't realize this. The like 4D chess conspiracy on OJ. He was taking the fall for his kid.
Oh, his kid killed.
Yeah, they say his kid. That's the conspiracy I found out about when all the OJ shit happened. Like everyone was tweeting about it, and the conspiracy is apparently his kid did it, and OJ was taking the fall for him.
Mm.
There's like a bunch of. Like there's a bunch of like little shit that makes people. I can't remember all of it. Like there's something like his
fucking glove fits the kid.
His kid. Well, that's one of my favorite things about the OJ thing is when he puts the glove on. That reminded you of he was a great actor because he puts the glove on and he just goes like, "The fuck is this?" And if you watch the video. Fits completely fine. It fits completely fine, but he's just playing it up like it's the craziest thing ever.
Jason's gonna come after us.
Oh, that's what it was. He had a kid who died, and that's what people were saying is like OJ's not gonna let something bad happen to his other kid, so he's gonna take the fall for it. I don't know. I just found out about this yesterday, so I have no clue if there's any credibility to it.
You're doing OJ deep dive.
I have gaining
traction.
I have like I just have a lot of fucking people who tweet about that stuff in my orbit. Like there's a fucking like the top the top SH, I don't want to say it cuz I don't want to get Alex Jones, but like the top SH denier follows me on Twitter.
What's SH?
You remember the school with the little kids?
Oh.
Yeah. So I'll see some wild shit thrown at me on Twitter.
SH.
You ever DM him, see what's going on inside his noggin?
Yeah, just hit him up for the truth.
Yeah. What's he saying?
I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of the conspiracy on that. I don't know. I think all the, like, fucking crisis actor shit is retarded. Because it's like, it just crisis actors logistically make no sense.
S-H. Sally Hyde.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring it over there.
S.H. Uvalde.
we can go to something less dark. I didn't mean to bring it here. Sorry, this is normal for me. I forgot.
Yeah, that's okay, brother.
That's what I've been doing since I left. I've just been denying literally every single thing.
Did you see
everything that's ever happened? It didn't happen.
It didn't happen. Nothing's real.
Did you see Alex Jones argue with that rabbi?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Yeah, I saw a clip from it. Dude. That rabbi's hilarious. He sells sex toys with his daughter.
Yeah.
He sells, like, Jewish butt plugs with his daughter.
What do they look like? Are they Star Davids on the end?
Yeah, they hurt, dude.
There's a book called Kosher Sex. And in the interview, he was like, Alex, you're obsessed with the way Jewish people have sex. And Alex was like, trust me, buddy. I'm not worried. I'm doing fine over here.
Let me ask you this. You got a butt plug in right now? How about that? He kept calling him. He's like, Rabbi butt plug.
Beef.
And I was like, Alex wins. Fuck you.
Yeah, you can't beat Rabbi butt plug.
Yeah, dude. He kept hitting him with Rabbi butt plug.
He's like, actually, Alex, you're very.
No, I was saying
that's
I want to.
Pretty hype. It was funny.
Yeah.
That guy kept coming at Alex, too. He, like, was hitting him with stealth jabs, and Alex was like, man, I bring you on my show and you're going to treat me like this?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know what you're talking about, Alex. You're obviously obsessed with Jewish sex.
Yeah, he's being real passive aggressive.
Yeah. He kept throwing in little digs, too, where he'd be like, and this is why Israel has the right to defend themselves. Also, you're gay, Alex.
Well, that's also funny, yeah.
It sounds
like the battle of the century.
Yeah, dude. Rabbi butt plug and fucking gay frogs, man.
Frogs are gay.
That's my
frogs are gay.
That's my big to do in Texas.
Yeah,
I definitely want to hit up AJ.
Just slide through.
Yeah, just slide through.
Maybe we could. The war set.
I'll be like on the fucking you just talked to him, Andrew Callahan.
Yeah,
he's doing bench press, drinking Jameson with AJ.
Yeah.
But can AJ, I tell you this, by the way?
AJ,
I listened to that episode.
AJ, who the hell's AJ?
I
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
I listened to that episode with you and Andrew Callahan. Yeah. And it reminded me of the time when you were on the one with Tom Segura.
Yeah.
Nothing better in this world than just watching people in real time meet LaMare. it's the fucking greatest.
There was, I think you sent it one time. It was like a video of...
Oh, the edit of Tom Segura?
It was literally you saying something, or I think Shane made you tell like one of your stories.
The frog story?
In Walmart.
Yeah. And then, but the edit was just, you could hear you telling the story in a close-up on his face, like this close. And it was just the emotions, him going... like him going from a big smile to like... Oh. What's wrong with this guy?
Dude, it's the greatest. They're just in real time going, the fuck's this guy's problem?
It's like, no, it's your problem. You don't get it.
It's all right. It's fine.
Oh, you got to ride the hog last night.
Oh, yeah, the hog, the electric hog.
Oh, hey, what's your name?
Got me.
Got you. You fuck Patrick. It's going.
Is it on your, it's on your story?
Yeah.
Can you get it on the screen, yeah, the LaMare riding the hog?
It was Brent's car.
That's what he gets around in?
He said he spent like $700 on it off of Facebook Marketplace.
That's a steal.
That's a steal. It's like a $2,500 hog.
Is it
on a story.
Is it a variation on like regular hogs? I couldn't tell. It was a quick clip.
It's just yeah.
It's just like an electric.
It's just funny when he got closer, it looks like the front of a fucking PC.
Yeah. It does.
Is it electric?
Yeah, it's electric.
Oh, so you were riding a EV hog.
Yeah.
And it just plugs in like a regular.
I guess the hog's name is Sarah Bell.
How stoked he was at the end.
Dude, it's so fun.
You were tossed at this moment? Cause you were kind of fucked up when I left. Yo, pure joy.
That's a kid who got what he wanted on Christmas.
This PS5 face.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I'd be riding all around town. I think
that's the kid spazzing who got the first N64.
What time did you end up? Did you stay at Creek all night last night?
Yeah.
I had to get out of there. I was like, I'm not going to have any drinks. And I was on my third one. And I was like, I got to go. My third one was a whiskey. Like, I got two beers. I was like, all right, I got two Michelobs in me. I'm fine. I'll have a whiskey. Yeah. And I poured it out. I was looking at it. I was like, what am I? I drove here.
Yeah.
And like poured it out while I was talking to Jeremy. Yeah. Fucking, because I was ready to go. It was going to be
a problem. I picture you in your car doing that. You're holding the whiskey like, Nate, you drove here.
Throw it at a cop.
You can have that, officer. I'm being responsible.
Best way ever to get a DUI.
Cops arrested you with a whiskey in his hand. He caught your whiskey.
Thank you, son.
I'm to use jail.
I felt that. Oh, this lady came up. I forgot her name, but she came up. She said that because she had heard you on the pod.
Yeah.
Do you remember this? Like, she said she heard you on Matt and Shane talking about how you're trying to have sober fun.
Oh, yeah, sober
fun. And she came up to you like...
She told me about Colette's, and she was trying to have sober fun.
Yeah, and then you were, like, fucked up. She was like, you were actively fucked up, and you were like, I'm fucked up right now. This is a bad time or some shit. Like,
Any of the comics who try to stay sober and... It's so hard. I salute you.
I mean, I see a lot of people pull it off. We're just alcoholics.
Yeah, it's probably different if you genuinely know. Because, like, we'll just get a little fucked up and probably eat too much. That's, like, the worst thing we do when we get fucked up. And, you know, you shit weird the next day. And but, like, if you're a person who's like, oh, no, I'll drink 19 beers and drive my car and probably crash it.
Yeah.
The idea of grabbing a beer becomes... It's not as hard to not grab the beer.
Yeah.
When you're like, I'm fucked up, I'm going home.
I'm fucked up, I'm going home. Which is like the worst two things to say. Unless it's just like, it's an Uber, but it's not the move.
How long are we going?
53.
Oh. Sick. You got a good sense for that.
Yeah.
So what's the...
Colette's,
I know you guys were talking... What?
Huh?
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say a word.
Wait, we never brought up why we needed the Ray-Bans. We just brought up Ray-Bans.
We're going. We're doing content. We're doing some.
We're doing creep content. Sharking.
We're gonna do some sharking.
What's sharking?
Which one's sharking? Wait. Oh, I think it's when you like pull down their pants or something. Ooh. Maybe it's upskirts. I can't remember what sharking was.
When I was in like,
maybe we should do upskirts. just drop your glasses. What's like, oh, I'm sorry.
No, dude, you gotta run and jump and turn.
Just get a bunch of those.
No, dude, you gotta
just fall. It's gonna look good later. Sharking has multiple definitions: card sharking, pool sharking.
Go to Urban Dictionary. Urban. That'll give us the real meaning.
Yeah. I only use the Urban Dictionary. To forcefully pull a woman's skirt up/ blouse off without her consent to expose her womanhood. That's what I do.
Very popular in Japan. That's so funny. Neil Young's advertising.
On Urban Dictionary.
That's so funny. That's probably just a
that's
AdSense thing.
Yeah.
Neil Young didn't approve that.
So yeah, we're gonna. Should we tell?
Or should we wait till the page? I think we gotta wait till
guys,
the page.
It's gonna be secret content. You gotta check it out.
Gotta check it out. Gotta get on the page to figure out the secret.
I don't even know if it's gonna work, but we'll try it.
I'm so excited.
It'd be so funny to walk into a place with the glasses and they're like, "We've seen those glasses a million times."
No, you're making something gay for TikTok. Get out.
These wings are divine and the ass cheeks.
Oh, but I think I was bringing up those glasses have been great for my favorite genre of porn because I think it's making it easier for people to do them.
Cum walks?
No, well, not cum walk specifically.
You get first person view.
Yeah, exactly. That would just be weird. It would just be videos of people being like, "What the fuck is
that?" That would be funny.
Yeah, it'd be pretty funny.
Because usually you only see people's faces if they turn around.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be a good alternate angle.
Just the
seeing the faces.
Hit Artemis.
But
it'd be a full video. I mean, like, you'd have to watch the cum shot too.
You'd have to watch.
Oh no!
Just like a 3D.
PV. Oh my god.
And then she walks around on the street.
You ever see them Instagram videos where you're like watching it and then they have like a fake spider jump out at the screen and make you jump? That's what that video would do to me. I'd be sitting like, I'm okay.
Oh, dude, cum shot jump scare.
Oh my god.
Cum shot jump scare.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say the hands freeness of ladies flashing their titties. I think it makes them more like, because you don't have to have, it's not clearly a camera being pointed at them anymore.
Yeah.
They're just somebody just like looking at a person.
In an aisle.
Yeah, yeah. So they can just,
nice.
It's been pretty good.
Yeah.
It's been pretty good for my genre.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, guys.
I don't know if I'm just thinking about, I'll say it. I had a weird cumsies the other day.
You had a cramp.
No, it was not during the cramp. I was watching that. You know that? You remember that Bella Knox girl?
The name is familiar.
She's dead, right?
I can't remember.
I think she actually got back into porn.
Was she like the girl who did it?
From Duke.
She did it to get a bunch of money to go to college, and then she got a degree and was like, "I'm good."
No, I just watched the one video, and she was like talking a big game before the video. She was like, "I love it all. Love anal. Love getting face fucked. I love everything." And then they did like the most modest of face fuckings. Yeah. And she had to like tap out. And I've never seen this in a porn, but she literally had to be like, one second. And then there was something later after that where I was like, talked all that shit.
That's reality TV porn editing. They definitely left that one part in there and that part in there because she said the thing she said.
Yeah, they were definitely like pranking her afterwards, being like, you talked all that fucking shit.
Yeah, really good editor.
Yeah.
Delaney.
Yeah, get it on that.
Only
way to do it.
I was gonna ask a random food question. What's like? Have you like went for something hoping it was gonna good and it like sucked the most ass?
Chinese food and pizza.
Chinese food and pizza. Good answer.
Can you?
Good answer. Can you? Good answer.
It's. I've been dipping my toes
really
in
the Chinese
food on the board.
It would have been 99. Number one with 99% of people said this.
Really? What type? Can you articulate? Like,
no,
what's bad?
It's all fusion. It's never like particular. It's no.
It's not like the classic. Like you can't get like a sesame chicken, shrimp fried rice. Like
you can't get sesame chicken.
I've never.
There's spots.
And all the rice I've had at every Chinese spot. I think Taylor's defending bad Chinese food. Every rice I've had up here, it's not even the regular, like, it's not even Chinese food.
Oh, it's
rice
like basmati rice.
I don't know. It's just tastes brown.
Is it long?
but like brown in a not fun way. I'm not explaining.
Yeah, Indian brown.
Yeah. But like it just tastes. I got some.
Is it white rice?
No, it is brown. I got some. Well, the first time I had it was when you were here. Still, when we went to that Chinese food.
You can't do brown rice with Chinese food.
It doesn't rice, make sense.
Brown rice with Chinese food is you're weird for that.
No,
I'm weird.
No, brown rice with Chinese food. That's weird.
Okay, I thought always, you were saying it's
no. Yeah.
It's like white or rice. Yellow. Or the yellowish one.
Or
the fried rice.
But not like Spanish yellow, like pork fried rice
yellow. Yeah, it's like fried rice yellow. Yeah.
Pork fat yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get those tiny little pork cubes in there.
Oh, I got to talk about this on the podcast so I can write it off. I took my lady to a very nice restaurant for her birthday. Arlo Gray. That's all I want. We can be done.
I don't think that counts.
Fuck. All right. Well, they had steaks and nice drinks. And give it a.
You'll go to steaks with her.
No, actually, real quick, Lemaire, that's fair. Also, while I was there, I literally said out loud to Julia, I was like, I have to come here with Lemaire. I was on her birthday. I'm looking her in her eyes. What's she's feeling lovingly. You weren't up here.
What's the steak story?
Lemaire's been trying to get us to go for steaks.
Why haven't you gone for steaks?
Because steaks ain't cheap.
Huh? Living ain't cheap.
But this is one of the reasons why I want to go for this steak, though. Yeah. It was this restaurant's thing is like
friendship
steak. Like portion. It's shareable portions.
Yeah.
It was a 17-ounce steak it was like 110, but it was cooked to perfection with fucking, you know, like salad shit to the side. And then, I don't know, we could just munch some meat together.